When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
It's not Terminator 2, I Order You Not to Kill. Like, she's murdering people in this movie.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
There's also, in the middle of it, that doesn't matter, but it's a really interesting, cool-looking sequence in the rain with all the, or in the sprinkler goes, and there's all this water, and, like, she's sliding around with all these other dudes. It's just that whole, it's like a 5 to 10 minute sequence, and it's, like, one of the best action sequences I've seen in forever.
It's incredible. And you know what's wild? Like, surprise of the century, you can follow every minute of it. You can actually watch it. Yeah, I forgot about that, because Cassandra Cain is locked up in one of the holding cells.
That's how she gets her.
And Harley, like, lights off the sprinkler system for some reason. I think she's trying to just, like, open the door, but the sprinklers go off. And then all the other doors go off. And so, yeah, all these prisoners also coming in. Then she beats the shit out of all these dudes, which is just spectacular.
And it continues on the highway afterwards when she's driving with Cassandra Cain. And, like, some bounty hunter, or I guess, you know, someone hunting her for society. Well, Black Mask. What's his last name?
Sionis. Yeah.
Roman Sionis.
Sionis. But, okay, so she just, like, lights dynamite in this fucking car and hands it over. Just throw it out the window. It's this very fun, jovial murderer.
They use Sionis because they couldn't use Soros.
Yeah, that's right. Roman Sionis is funding the migrant caravan that is coming up to Texas.
And I gotta let you guys know, I do think that there is a connection between Roman Sionis and Black Mask. I can't prove it here, folks, but I know that there is something going on with the two of them.
And they are the key to stopping the steal, folks. I gotta tell you, they are the key to the whole thing.
And another thing, this Bruce Wayne is also evil. I think he's in a pedophile cult, and he smells like sulfur.
What is going on? Here are pictures with Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, Bruce Wayne, Jason Todd, Bruce Wayne, Tim Drake, all three young boys living in the Wayne compound for a period of time, folks. What is
you
going on?
You just got some of these kids just turning up dead. Totally dead. The police will tell you the Joker did it. I got a feeling that's Bruce Wayne.
And in conclusion, you should bomb Pizza Hut.
Now, the only way to get to Bruce Wayne is to bomb your local Pizza Hut.
Now, folks, we have papers here. We have papers here that confirm the Council of Owls is at Gotham.
Catch him in bed with a black mask.
And, you know, Innocent businessmen like Oswald Cobblepot cannot walk down the street.
He would definitely be the pro Cobblepot people in Batman Returns wearing a giant pin.
Oh, definitely.
Just because someone has a deformity that causes them to eat raw fish does not make them a bad dude.
Yeah, I cannot believe it. I thought I was living in Gotham City, not China. I'm hearing reports coming out that the Riddler can't even eat at a Mexican restaurant without being refused service. Everyone else in the restaurant spitting on him. I mean, we're just spitting on these businessmen. Edward Enigma, you know, he's an inventor. He's an entrepreneur, and we're just shatting on these people here in Gotham City like it's Red China, and I just do not understand it.
The history books won't tell you this, folks. The history books don't want you to know this, but the Kennedys also burped up bile whenever they spoke too.
I'm just glad that the president had the foresight, good grace, to pardon Dr. Jonathan Crane and Roger Stone. I'm just glad both of them got their pardons.
You're trying to make a mess out of somebody's life who devotes their entire profession to helping people with their mental faculties. Poor Dr. Jonathan Crane, just another hardworking Gothamite.
I'm sure he would also support our brain flux pills that you can now find in the info shop.
Now, if you rearrange the letters in the name Ra's al Ghul, it comes to say Ra-Glas, which I'm sure is a liberal thing.
Oh, yeah, Ra-Glas. Oh, it's a liberal thing, my friend, my fact, myself. Now, it is a dumb, deep underground military base.
I do love the idea that he would, all these Batman villains, the one he'd have a problem with is Ra's al Ghul, because where's that money coming from, dude?
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Ra's al Ghul, nothing but a front for President Xi of China.
Meanwhile, the Eggman can't even get out there and start his own business. A man makes one mistake in his life, throwing eggs at people. Next thing you know, he's in Arkham Asylum. Roommates with the Calendar Man, that's a guy who just loved keeping track of dates. Don't know why that's against the law now.
We are not sure, folks, about Killer Croc because he may be black. And if he is, under all that crocodile stuff, that's a bit problem. If he's not, then he's actually a patriot. I don't know what's going on under the crocodile skin, but it's very important to me, folks.
Don't even get me started about Deadshot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed. You could put it to any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.